systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Jibble. Today is Wednesday, April 13th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
You sound like sick shit. This is episode 481.
I don't sound that bad.
I have a sinus problem.
I don't have a sinus problem.
Hold on.
I actually don't sound that bad.
It's so dry here. No, actually, you sound a lot better. I'm starting to feel it, though, now, so I just want to give you a thanks for that.
So, dude...
This is episode 481, the Wednesday night show. We do this live, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Well, not lately, but we usually do. If you'll go through the back catalog at thejamhole.com, we have a pretty solid record of Monday,
doing
Wednesday,
this.
Friday. I think in the 3 years we've been doing this, we've missed maybe, you know, 5 shows altogether ever.
Something like that.
It's cool. We're allowed. But no, we had some, I don't know, some equipment problem. HP maybe not making some solid equipment
the other night.
I was so pissed, dude.
Yeah, man. I fucking fell asleep over here on the fucking desk.
So check this out.
We
get back from Missoula Sunday night, like late, from the Garden City Expo. Hotboxpodcast.com. You can see all the shit that's up there so far of that. And then I unpack everything and I hook everything up and I'm like, okay, looks good. I checked a couple things out. Everything's all good. Woke up, did not go to work because I had, you know, a pile of fucking footage to go through. And I didn't have a route, and I was really tired because I was up quite late putting together the footage. There's a senator talking. There's a ton of awesome stuff up there. But so then we go to start doing the show, and there's no audio coming out of the live feed. We're recording fine. We're picking up fine. Nothing going out. I was up until 2:30 a.m. unplugging, plugging in, unplugging, replugging, plugging in, unplugging, plugging in.
Oh, I know.
Rebooting, uninstalling, reinstalling audio drivers.
Because that night...
Yelling directly to the laptop. I actually opened up MS Paint and I drew a little face and then I yelled at that. I was so pissed. I was so... So I was so mad, and I'm like, I'm looking at myself yelling at this inanimate object, and I'm like, good, Matt, that makes sense. I'm like, you know what, you're right, that doesn't make sense.
Put a face to this machine.
Let's personify this fucking, let's give it a fursona. It was a fox, of course.
Oh my god.
I gave it the fucking business, I'll tell you what, about gave it the business out the fucking window.
Dude.
But, yeah. It like, everything works, and it's a good laptop. And
it actually kind of worked out, because that night was probably the height of my...
sickness?
Yeah.
Which you caught somewhere in between me being gone. Is this what happens when I leave?
Yeah.
The world goes to shit.
My body was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to give up.
Matt's gone. I have nothing to live for.
Right, let's the just end. Die now. Let's Jesus. Just break down.
That's a lot on my shoulders.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah,
it
so don't fuck it up.
I'm trying fucker. My hardest not to.
Let's not do that.
No promises, though.
So, yeah, I get really sick, and I mean, it's not... at first, I posted on Facebook about it.
There is some stuff going around. Pneumonia, some super crazy flu. I hear in Minnesota there's an outbreak of the fucking measles or some shit.
What?
Yeah, remember vaccinations?
Oh, yeah, no, remember I have autism, sorry.
remember how they knocked out all that shit? Apparently, there's this place there. I heard this on the Skeptics Guy. You guys can listen to that if you want to really hear what happened. But, yeah. Apparently, Andrew Wakefield, the guy that did that bunk study and got his doctor's license taken away and all that, right? He's kind of the one that started this whole fear. All of the people there said that they didn't want their kids to get autism when they were asked why. and 6 hospitalizations, I think, is what they said, all babies. Herd immunity down the drain. Apparently, I heard Wakefield went there and had a closed-door meeting with a bunch of these mothers. No one knows what they talked about. He was probably like, please don't sue me. Pretty please.
Berger says, did you get sick from me again? Probably. You know, because that
happens.
Okay, see, that phone charger you found in the bedroom that was not yours or mine.
Uh-huh.
That was Berger's.
Uh-huh.
I had him come over for the weekend.
Nice.
So, yeah, I got a little sore throat and stuff, and I thought it was, you know, just a dry sore throat. I wasn't coughing up anything or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that night, it was keeping me up, and I posted about it on Facebook. And then that next day,
I saw that. I was like, I don't even want to come home. Lysol the fucking house.
So the next day, it starts getting to, like, you know, I'm getting phlegmy shit in my cough. And I'm like, okay. But it was still just a cough, you know. And then the next day, you come home, and it's just, oh, my God.
Full-blown HIV.
Fucking bad.
Fucking Christ,
oh, my
dude.
God. And so then Monday, we're trying to do the show.
Oh, thank you, Berger. He says he serviced you. It's a full-time job, right? 6 quarts of oil. 6 quarts of lube, I should say. Castrol Syntec. This thing's
fully
over
synthetic,
its this thing's Thanks. Over its mileage. I think I got sold a lemon. It's okay. Don't be a sour puss. So what?
Get your oil changed more often, fucker. It won't run out on you.
Well, if the maintenance wasn't so goddamn expensive. I could give you car vehicle metaphors for women all night, especially right now.
Vice versa.
Hump day. I'll do it.
Anyway.
Please.
So, it wasn't all that bad until Monday night. And we're trying to do the show, and I'm still up for it. I'm like, let's do it. Let's do the show.
We weren't really doing the show. We were trying to
really
fucking,
like, you know, let's do it. I want to do the fucking show because I've missed out on a few, and I feel weird not doing it, you know.
It's weird.
It's like our life stops.
I know.
And
Justin Fenn
we don't
says,
even talk to each other.
If it's got an engine or tits, it's got problems. Am I right or am I right? Come on. No respect.
My Chevy don't have problems.
Well.
But anyway.
Sometimes you get lucky, right, guys?
Well.
All right, moving on.
My truck's
on.
Kind of a loose slut now.
Okay,
doesn't take
thank
a key.
You. Moving
but
on.
But anyway, fucking, it wasn't that bad. And, I mean, at that, when it hit Monday night, dude, it got so fucking bad. I fell asleep over here, and I don't think you saw because you were so into the computer and shit. But, dude, I literally had tears in my eyes because I woke up not being able to breathe. Like,
I heard you wheezing.
Yeah. It was really bad. I woke up feeling like I was drowning in my own fluid. Like, it felt like all the mucus in my chest had just filled up my lungs. And what I had to do to take a breath was breathe in really deep and hold it. To, like, push the mucus aside to make a pocket that I could go...
That's pretty much probably exactly what happened.
And I was gasping for air and shit.
You were drowning.
Breathe.
Your lungs were filling up with disgusting fluid.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. And so
leaking
that was
oil,
the worst of it. And I've had pneumonia before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what it feels like. So I'm pretty positive I had pneumonia.
Well, good. I'm glad that... Whatever this is that I'm feeling starting to come on.
Yeah, you'll be like,
I am
God, you will not be as much of a trooper as I was.
I am fighting
you'll
it.
You'll be like,
with every. Because it happens once every 2 fucking years, and it's always your fault when it does. Yeah, take care of me. When I'm living here by myself.
So, what do you ask me to do when I'm sick? I ask you, can
wash
I
wash your
you
fucking hands once
Shut
in a while?
Shut the fuck up for a second.
That's what I'm asking.
You fucking mouthy bastard.
Wash your hands.
I do. I'm a cook, for fuck's sakes.
Well, where did the
So
germ
what do you ask
from?
Me to do while I'm sick? I fucking ask, I'm like, will you ride with me to Walmart because I fucking can't breathe and I don't want to drive. No, can you just go do that? Can you just go do that and come back?
What was I doing?
God damn it.
What
all right,
the
so
fuck
I go,
was I doing?
So I go,
yeah,
and I take care of shit.
I'm
all sick, and then I come back, and you ask me to cook. And I'm all sick. I'm like, why don't you take care of me? You're like, no, fuck you.
Should I rewind this
blah, blah, blah.
And play back the part where you just said, I'm a cook.
But I'm
then
sick.
Then fucking cook.
I'm like deathly ill fucking
oh,
crying.
Fuck. Okay.
Dude, seriously, you don't take care of me for
you do
shit
sound
when I'm
pretty
sick.
Terrible.
Well, no, I'm trying to talk.
I'm trying to take care of you when you're not sick.
But you know, you don't even. No, you fuck you. Whatever, dude.
Taking care of business.
You know, you didn't try to take care. You haven't tried to take care of me at all. Or like, honey, can I get something for you? Are you okay? Should I go to the store and get you some kind of, you know, cough syrup stuff?
Oh, really?
Nothing.
I've never gone to the store at 3
but
in the morning
time,
to get you.
Come
no.
On.
Oh, well.
You were.
You don't get
the
to
last
pick
couple
and choose
weeks,
when I'm
you've
nice.
You've been kind of,
Yeah, aggravated.
Not very nice to me.
Completely stressed out. Really?
And I've been nothing but
tell?
Nice to you. I've been like, hey, baby, I love you. I miss you. How you been today? Blah, blah, blah. Can I make you dinner? Can I do this for you? Blah, blah, blah. You're like,
sometimes I just need a minute.
You needed a whole fucking month.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes that's what I need.
Well, get
I don't
over
think
it.
You realize what it takes to keep this together and not out there killing people every second of every godforsaken day. It's going to get better because the sun's going to come out. God's coming back. And the people will be happy again. But I'll tell you fucking what.
Your bottom,
I saw the sun today.
Tomorrow.
I saw the sun today and it was nice.
But yeah, you've been quite the
well, I'm sorry.
Lately.
I've been completely fucking out of my mind, stressed out, and just over fucking worked. And I just
well, I know, and I try to get you to come home and have a nice time with me. And I've been nothing but trying
when
to
shit's
help
breaking
and do
left
nice
and right
things.
Though, I can't. I physically cannot until it is all better. Like, I can't think of anything else. I'm in my head, I'm like drawing schematics of what the fuck could be wrong. Like, it's all, I can't help it. I cannot help it. It's just.
Well, think about what that does to me.
No,
for a
I know.
Second.
I know. It's not
think
easy.
Think about how that makes me feel.
It's
for
not
a
easy being a mad genius's fucking girlfriend. And
so,
I'm no mad genius.
Why
but
don't you just take
I
a step
mad.
Back, throw your pride aside, and say, honey, I'm sorry. I love you. And
I've been apologizing all fucking week. Sorry.
That was heartfelt.
Sorry. Sorry.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
No, say it like you mean it.
I'm.
No.
Hold on. Hold on.
Come on, be for real.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I apologize.
For neglecting me?
Neglecting me?
Me?
You? There you go. Is this going to make it better somehow? Are these words healing? Do these words have the healing power?
They make me laugh.
So. Okay, good. I'm glad this is funny now.
That's how it's got to be.
Well, good.
I'm
get me
get
sick
pissed.
Again.
What? Shut up.
Just saying.
Jesus fuck. You whiny child. Everything's right. I'm overworked. You're gonna get me sick. I'm drunk schematics in my fucking tarred brain. Fucking stupid.
Oh, God.
Well, I have a loving girlfriend I come home to that wants nothing to do but fucking love on me and be nice to me. But I'm fucking an asshole.
Is that a penis? Oh, don't try and put it in my mouth again. I'm a girl. I don't like to.
Yeah, try to put your penis in my mouth when I'm coughing up phlegm.
I said I was trying to give you a culture test.
You did not. Stop lying.
What you didn't see was the Q-tips I had wrapped around the tip.
Oh, not in the dick
no!
hole?
No! There's no place for a Q-tip. Could you imagine the rapper Q-tip just, like, getting crammed in your pee? All right. Good. Do you hear that? That's death knocking at your door.
Oh, here, wait. Be really quiet.
Yeah, that's lovely. I'm going to amplify the fuck out of that. Put some nice white noise behind it. And we'll sell it as an app. The Jamhole Nighttime Dream Machine.
Dream Machine? That one's called Lung Butter.
With some. Okay. But seriously, I'm sorry that everything I buy is a complete pile of shit.
Oh.
And that no one can make anything that lasts more than a year anymore.
And?
Marriage and babies also included.
And I'll say, you love me.
July 21st through 25th, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
I love you, Danny. You are the
I love
bestest
you.
Ever.
So much.
That
hurts.
Sounded painful. Stop
it hurts. It is painful. My love for you is painful.
Through sickness and health, goddammit.
It pees. It just
burns.
It's a fiery sensation. My love for
I
you.
I love you too,
good.
Matt.
Thank
so
you.
Much. And I'm
glad
there
we've
for
established
you.
That
even through your stupid mad scientist
on
retard
air.
Fucking
I'm,
monotonous
thank you.
ADD mm-hmm. whatever.
You just let me know when you're done. Mucinex, Bad Manner says. Have
I already
you been
got it, thanks.
Horse pills?
Yeah, they're like, dude.
See, you practice
okay,
swallowing cock.
You remember
those
on Futurama
so
when he's like, good news, it's a suppository?
Mm-hmm.
That's what this thing looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, he says they're huge, but they work.
Yeah,
it's an expectorant. It loosens that shit up so you can cough it out and go.
Kinda.
Well, you know.
I don't know. Still
so
hurt.
Is ephedrine.
Anyway.
Expectorant.
So aside from our.
Do you feel lives, better now? Are you more secure in your
oh,
relationship?
Oh, well, first of all, you should really tell him about the phone charger. That was hilarious.
What?
Okay, after you get home. From being gone
oh,
all
I
weekend.
I saw a random phone charger, and I was like, whose is this? Like, totally exaggerating the fuck out of it, and, like, being serious about it, though.
You got serious. I was like,
I was so fucking around with you, though. Like, really?
I got way on the defensive.
I know.
Like, are you
really?
Serious?
You got on the defensive really quick.
Because you scared me. Like, you really thought that I would cheat on you.
I was like,
you.
Never mind. It's mine.
Well, there was a phone charger.
That's funny.
Plugged in. On his side of the bed where his shit is normally plugged in. He comes out with it and is like, did you plug your phone charger into my side of the wall? And I'm like, no. And he's like, is this yours? I'm like, no. He's like, well, this isn't mine.
Worst cover up ever.
Right. If I cheated on you.
I don't know
you,
whose that is.
And it wasn't, it was the dude I was fucking. I've been like, yeah, it's totally mine.
That's where that went.
Duh, give me that back. That's mine. Don't mind that. Bluage on your pillow. But yeah, no, dude. Fucking, you're like, this isn't mine. You're like, is there anything you want to tell me? I'm like, what?
That's when I turned it on, though. Like, I was so, I was like, is there anything you
yeah,
want to
you
tell
are,
me?
You are fucking serious, mm-hmm. dude.
I'm telling you. I
dude,
wasn't,
I was right away on that. Who the fuck was here? I was texting whoever the fuck was here.
I
like,
got a phone call.
Is this
call?
Yours, you fuck? Did you fucking do this? You fuck?
I got a phone call from Lyrical, from Sean, our roommate, our old roommate, at like 2:30 in the morning, being like, so I heard you found a phone charger.
Right?
I was like, did she seriously tell you to call me?
I didn't tell him to call
I
her.
Hear you're pretty upset about it. I was like, dude, no, I'm not even at all. I was completely fucking with her, but she got like super defensive super quick.
You made
so
me
all
sad kittens. Like,
I went with it.
You
what
went
am I
with it real,
do?
Real good.
Oh, just kidding, honey. No, I'm going to play it out and see what happens.
No.
Maybe something fun.
Get me up. That's, I'm going to fucking freak out and call everybody at maybe. 4 in the morning.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were doing that, cokehead. Jesus.
What?
On
you scared
speed
me.
Dial, like, is this your phone charger? Oh, my guy's going to dump me.
You scared
He's gonna
me.
He's going to hit me again. I'm sorry.
You seem
I was
like
just
you really thought
you.
That I cheated
no.
on you.
What?
And it scared
really?
Me. I was like,
I
can't have him thinking that.
Oh, shut up.
Because what if I do?
Like, more of your
gotta
insecurities.
Gotta have his trust in me. You know?
More of your insecurities. I completely trust you.
No, you don't.
I absolutely care.
Right.
So, July 21st through 25th, 2011, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Me? Her? Huh? Mike Boudet, am I bugging you?
Mm-hmm.
Red Fox, Spork Roast?
Not Josh from
are
Big
any
Mouth
of these,
Podcast.
No. Are any of these names making sense to you? Because we're all going to be having a party July 21st through the 25th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Very excited.
Mm.
Then, continuing on your Jam Hole Summer Party Tour, right back here in beautiful Kalispell, Montana, August 8th through the 13th. We're
Wait,
having
what's
our
that?
Party. That's
Fuck
our
yeah.
third annual Jam Hole Live Audience Show. Every year we do it, since we've been doing it. doing it and doing it well.
Now we're doing it in August.
Yeah, we're changing the date. August 13th. It's a Saturday. That's the date of the live show. And that whole week, we're going to go.
Mark your calendar.
Mark it. I'll send you a Google Calendar invite.
That's our day.
If you'd like.
That
email.
Is our day.
Info.
I'm
going to
dress like a lady.
Yeah.
You're
going to
dress like a man.
Like a mat, like I usually do.
Right.
Never changing my clothes because I'm nice to the environment.
Environment.
Can I offer you an environment?
No.
So,
tastes
yeah.
Like
that's
trees.
TheJamHole.com/forums or Facebook.com/TheJamHolePodcast. Check it. And there's the event and there's forums. You can interact with people and discuss plans for trips here. Hotels, I apologize, are going to be quite pricey because that is still tourist season and here that's big. Everyone tries to squeeze as much money out of that 3-month window to get them through the other 9 months of piss and shit and no sunshine.
Yeah,
so, what I'm asking any of our local friends that may have a room, if you'd like to hop on the forums, thejamhole.com/forums, and offer up a room or a couch or a place to stay or whatever.
Hey, if you have an inn with a hotel.
Yeah, or that.
Help us out. Give us a big group Jamhole discount.
For that week, a room at the hotel where the restaurant is. If you guys have been here, or check out thejamhole.com/250 or /404. You'll see the trailers there.
Uh-huh.
That place, $110-something.
Wow.
For that week. So probably going to be out of the question.
A night?
Unless, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. The blue and white, probably just as much. Thejamhole.com/map. I think the map is still up from
the
404 show.
We're going to have a lot of people in our spare bedroom.
Well, we can house a few, but I'm just saying, any local friends, Ryan or anyone, Chad. Chad has a whole house. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, so we may have a jam. I just, okay.
Jamhole pad.
Anyway, thejamhole.com/forums.
Be nice to him.
Hop on there and we'll discuss, and it's going to be a good time. I hope to see as many of you there as possible. Spread the word, tell your friends, invite them to the group, invite them to the forums and all that. So.
Woot.
This happens with your cooperation and participation. That's the only way it happens. So, again, what are those dates? July 21st through the 25th, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. August 8th through the 13th, Kalispell, Montana. There you go.
Yay!
I got a first draft of a final of the song on the album that me and FG are putting together.
Yes, we heard that before the show.
And?
And?
This kid knows what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah, but the guy rapping, not
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, not so much. If we could only find a guy that raps good and a girl that can actually sing, we
that
we
can probably, go la-da-da-da-da better.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, that shit is sounding fucking sweet.
Yeah, it sounded
if
pretty good.
If you
want
to pre-order or just help me out in getting this all paid for so we can pay FG, thejamhole.com/donate or buy some stickers, thejamhole.com/stores. Thank
fuck
you
yeah.
For your cooperation. Taxes.
Yeah.
Are due soon.
Yes.
I hear that they're actually extending it because everyone is so fucking procrastinatory and lazy. They're going to give you like a whole 3 more days or something
to get
your shit in.
So
high
no
five.
April 15th.
The nation as a whole was so fucking bad at getting their shit in on time, they had to actually that's so amazing to me. Like everyone,
that's pretty sad.
Everyone getting to work late all the time. So from now on, everyone has to be to work at 9 instead of 8. Like it's as a whole nation, all of us doing that at once. That's so fucking awesome.
It just means that, yeah, we all do that.
Some of us have gotten our taxes back and have spent them all on bills and debt and whatever.
Yes, yes.
And some of us are still waiting to get ours. So if you haven't, thejamhole.com/donate. There's a list of people that are donating and helping the show for the year. And you can get on that list, still holding down the top spot, the most helpful Jamhole in Bad Manners. Holla.
High five.
I hope you can make it to the live show either here or in Wisconsin or both. Fucking do both. Do the whole tour. It'd be great.
Damn.
Fuck yeah.
Jam holiness.
And I would like to give a jam hole congratulations to our friends, Seth and Jonathan at UID. They did their third annual live show. Yeah. I listened to that today.
And?
Fucking packed house. Sweet. A much bigger house than their second one. The crowd. Just, like, I heard that, and
it
I was just like,
in your pants.
That is so awesome.
You're
like,
that's
so
I want.
Cool. Yeah. So cool. So, congrats. Yeah, dude.com. Love that show. So, did you hear that we now have for real laser guns? We're going to do a little quick catch up. Some of this stuff happened. I know earlier in the week I haven't really had a chance to talk about it. But yeah, we have a laser that actually fucking fucks shit up. This is great. This is what I've been waiting for.
All right.
A high energy laser, or HEL. Appropriately acronymed, fired from a U.S. warship off the California coast, has ignited a nearby boat.
That's not very
nice. Yay! Our laser lit up a boat. Cool. Researchers used the HEL to disable a boat by setting fire to its engines. Similar systems had previously been tested on land. However, moist sea air
it's more conductive.
Presented an extra challenge as it reduces the beam's power.
I figured it would be more conductive because it has more, you know, electricity could flow through water pretty easy if it's humid. That's what I was thinking, but guess not.
The Navy said that shipborne lasers could eventually be used to protect vessels from small attack boats. Could you imagine just taking that thing and like popping dinghies with it? Dude, that is so awesome.
That's not very nice.
Or like taking it pirate hunting. That would be the greatest pirate hunter ever. Just setting them
on.
Or be
the best pirate ever.
I want to see what that does to a human. Is that? Am I the only one that just wants to see that thing light up a fucking
pink mist?
Oh man. I want to go hunting with it. I want to go chicken
mist.
Hunting.
Don't go hunting with
it. I just
want to
shoot shit with it. I want to shoot actual shit with it just to see what that does.
Brown
I would
mist.
Shoot everything just to see what it does. Hey, I got it in your eyes. Oh shit, we gotta go now.
Yeah, that laser's really bad for your eyes.
Yeah, the warning label is like this big. It's cool.
right yeah, no.
So the U.S. military has been experimenting with lasers since the 1970s, just like us, just like a bunch of kids, just like shine.
Can you imagine the guy who got the fire off that shot?
Oh dude, raging boner.
He's all like
hard on a hard on from hell.
Dude, he's all lasers. Like, whomp.
Oh, man. Just
especially
controlling
if it's on a
it.
Swing arm. Whomp.
Oh, God, that would be so whomp. Cool. I want one so bad.
Oh,
early systems, little history lesson, they used large chemical-based lasers, which tended to produce dangerous waste gases. Not very good for us or the environment. More recently, scientists have developed solid-state lasers that combine large numbers of compact beam generators similar to LEDs. HEL's fire, I see what you... Until now, much of the development of HEL has focused on shooting down missiles or hitting land-based targets. The latest round of tests showed its wider possibilities. This test provides an important data point as we move toward putting directed energy on warships. Peter Morrison, Office of Naval Research. He says there's still much work to do to make sure it's done safely and efficiently. While a weaponized system would likely be restricted to military vessels, merchant shipping has also expressed an interest in laser technology. You, merchant shipping, and Matt from the Jam Hole have all expressed an interest in this laser technology.
Right.
Matt mostly wants it to shoot pirates. A gun which uses...
And boobies.
A gun which uses visible laser light to temporarily blind pirates was announced by BAE Systems in 2010. I'll take one. TheJamHole.com/donate. I want it.
How much? My soul? Here you go.
Done. My firstborn? Done.
I'll give my soul to hell.
This, cool. The technology is still being tested ahead of a commercial launch. So pretty cool, though. Making it a reality.
Sweet.
Gonna say hopefully our 2020 isn't gonna be the massive letdown it's setting itself up to be.
I'm hoping.
Jetpacks? No.
The coolest thing we've gotten
are fucking rooted Liberty 1-5 Droid X's and Helix fucking super cool swirl pipes.
Don't forget and, cocaine. We still have
and
that.
And cocaine, right?
That's still the coolest thing.
Right.
In my book.
But, like, and I mean, you know, this stuff. But no jetpacks, flying cars, none of that shit. Fuck no.
Lasers.
Yeah, lasers.
We got lasers.
Now. Child porn. Got well, child
we've had
porn.
That for a while.
You know who else got child porn? Moving on from our most fucked up state, Florida, out of Miami-Dade.
Who is that?
Do you know who ICE is? No. The head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, South Florida. This gentleman, he might be getting in a little bit of trouble. Just a little bit. He's okay. Being placed on paid administrative leave as federal.
Oh,
he's getting.
Shut up.
Oh, come on. Do I have? Okay.
Yeah, I get fired and you get paid leave.
I know, and he had federal agents investigate 4 images of child pornography he allegedly received on his home computer via AOL email account.
Oh my god, you retard, dude.
Paid administrative leave. Oh, you were is that child porn? Oh no, it's fine, you're the
no
head of
he
what?
No wonder he got caught, he was using AOL.
That's okay. Broward, yeah, right. I'm surprised it even worked.
The most crappiest fucking shit you could use.
Broward Sheriff's Office and FBI investigators seized Anthony V. Mangione's computer from his Parkland residence Saturday after obtaining a search warrant based on an alert from AOL Mangione's internet service provider. The provider. Sources said Mangione, 50, who has headed the ICE regional office since 07, was not believed to have received the pictures in connection with any ICE investigation. The Justice Department probe could take a while, of course, because anything the government fucking does takes a while. To complete the investigators, determine whether Mangione sent, received, or distributed illegal damage. Illegal digital images. I'm a rapper. Did I mention that? Illegal digital images of children. Quote, it's going to take some time forensically to examine the computer. AOL, which monitors the distribution of child pornography by its users, alerted a national nonprofit resource center about the images allegedly sent to Mangione's computer. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children then forwarded the information to a multi-agency task force that investigates child porn distribution over the internets. Investigators issued a subpoena to AOL to find out the identity and computer address of the account user who allegedly received the 4 images. The information provided the legal basis for the FBI to get the search warrant, went into his home, took all his shit.
So, I have a question.
Please.
What is sexy about a child? That still
well,
gets me
you
a
see,
little bit.
It's all in the... No, haven't we talked about this before very awkwardly and uncomfortably?
I don't know. But, like, seriously, what the fuck
nothing.
Can you, as a 30 to 40, 50-something-year-old man, find attractive about
nothing.
A child?
Nothing. I don't
know. You know, a young child. I could see, you know, fucking maybe 15 to 18, whatever. Because, you know, 15-year-olds, sometimes they look like they're 18, whatever.
Well, sure.
That's fine.
That's
you
fine.
Can find that sexy. That's sure, cool because it's almost adult-like. That's I fine. Know. But when there's no bush on the fucking field,
whoa.
Dude.
Whoa.
There's no, there. It, you know,
whoa.
That's just, and there's no, what?
Whoa.
Like, really,
yeah, okay.
What can you find
thank
attractive
you.
About that?
Write a blog post about it.
That is just.
No, I know.
Stop it.
I know.
People,
and
stop
you're
it.
50-year-old. Head of Immigration and Customs, like, set an example. I mean, paid administrative leave? Oh, darn.
Yeah. Wah.
Wah.
Fucking wah.
During the past decade, ICE has hypocritically aggressively targeted child pornography, with Mangione frequently speaking out against predators who illegally share images through their computers. ICE also investigates migrant smuggling, illegal weapons exports, terrorism, and drug trafficking. So, yeah. It's just like the fucking senator who's like, yeah, gays are fucking bad, kill all the faggots, and then he gets caught fucking the dude in the bathroom.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They always do that. It's the ones that are always speaking out against it the
mm-hmm.
most that are behind closed doors just pounding the pud, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
I think we all do. Moving on. Ew. Speaking of complete hypocrisy in authoritative positions, an Indonesian MP who helped pass a tough anti-pornography law was caught.
Oh, God.
Looking at porn, of course, for the exact same thing he came out and spoke out against. He's resigned after being caught watching sexually explicit videos on his computer during a parliamentary debate.
God. Dude.
Look at this picture. He's on what looks to be a tablet of some sort, an iPad or something. There you go, thejamhole.com/live in the chat. He's totally like, what are you doing? No, I'm sure whatever's being talked about right now is not important. How's Indonesia? Because I follow on Twitter, twitter.com/ACARVIN. That's Andy Carvin's Twitter. This guy posts a ton of shit that's happening in the Middle East from people that are there. Like, I heard him on Twit once, and I started following him. Wow. Like, you hear the news, and you hear what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the people it's happening to when it happens. It is. There's nothing like real-time fed media, like, right from the source. And he posted some links to a picture gallery on Facebook that was a bunch of Syrian protesters, I believe, getting, like, arrested and shot and, like, real footage, you know? Not Hollywood shit, like, for real. And then I found a video that he posted, very graphic. I posted these in the forums, thejamhole.com/forums. Wow. Like, you watch that stuff and you're like, that's real. Like,
that is happening.
That happened 2 days ago to these people. And now they have access to all this media that we have access to. And it's like, wow, dude. And then you see...
Did you see that fucking shot of the dude's brain and shit? Like,
it just It's crazy. It's like when those journalists...
And kids are flipping open their phones. And,
and they're yelling. Oh. The dude was fucking pissed. He was like, I don't know what he was saying, but from the tone and from everything that happened, it seemed like he was saying, look at this. This is what's going on here.
Right.
This is what we're dealing with. Like, I doubt that's what he said, but that's what it felt like to me. And that shit is real. And, like, you see that, and then you see the leaders of these countries passing anti-porn laws and then being caught in parliament during a fucking debate looking at porn. Like, it makes sense why everyone is killing each other. It completely makes sense. A photographer saw the man, a member of the staunchly Islamic Prosperous Justice Party. I'll be voting for the SIPJP. Gazing at the porn sites last Friday. The blurred images have been published on the front pages of newspapers, and commentators said the MP, who has uses the single name Arfinito, should be prosecuted under the terms of the law he helped to pass. Seems fair, yeah?
No.
And how about you're fucking fired also? How about that?
No, he's gonna get paid leave.
Yeah, you can... You can pay for your fucking internet bill, you perv. You pervy fuck. Jeez. Also, 50
I wonder if
years
they
old.
Dubbed a picture on it because that doesn't look like a child.
Yeah. Well, no, this is just porn. The other dude was child porn. Okay. This is just straight up porn.
Oh, well, okay.
But the thing is, he passed a tough anti porn law, which is kind of, I mean, not freedom of speech at all, but, you know, this isn't our country. It's Indonesia.
That's like those, like, heavy fucking evangelical Christians saying, oh, don't look at porn or whatever, but they're in there beating off to it, too.
It's and that happens so much. And it's, you know, like, just shut up. We all do weird shit. Don't be all self-righteous because you're better than me because you don't do it, because you're doing it
more.
Well,
like you said, it's the ones that are like, you know, that's just wrong, and that's bad, and blah, blah, blah. I would never do that, and porn is disgusting.
Yeah.
It's people like that that really do look at it.
Let's go through your
drawer.
Because
they're ashamed to look at it. With other people knowing they're looking at it. They don't want them to fucking know that they're doing it. That's all it is.
I would love to go through their drawer. Just let's see what's in there.
Some of the best porn you've ever seen in your
life.
Let's
see what's in there. Let's take a journey, shall we? Ooh. Did she really get killed?
Ooh.
Is she really dying?
Ooh.
Is she really dying there?
Ooh.
Ooh. Interesting.
Ooh.
He's 50, just like the other guy. He has apologized to his constituents and said he is stepping down from Parliament immediately to pursue a full-time career in the porn industry.
Nollie's Undead says he wanted to make sure he didn't like it, but
and
he did.
And he did. Nollie says, wow, the show is here today. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we're here.
It's my decision, said the hypocrite father of five, insisting he was not acting on the orders of his party. Nobody tried to coerce me, except for that damn siren on the front page of their website, always luring my cock in. So evil. What? It's my decision. It was my decision to look at porn. My party did not coerce me in any way. I hate my life and my five kids, and to my wife, I hope you die.
He's trying to make sure they don't fucking sue his ass.
Well, yeah.
They did not have any part in this.
Indonesia has a population of 237 million people. How's your room? Can you do this there? Ah, just stretching out. Oh, look at all this room. Oh, yeah, it's so nice. Oh. Can you do that without... Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Oh, sorry. I didn't see you there. Oh, excuse me. Fucking poking little Indonesians in the face and shit.
Yeah. No.
Like, get away from me. 10-foot circle all the way.
This is my bubble.
Sir, we can't.
Right.
Half of us are already in the ocean drowning. Well, stop having kids, please. 237 million people. How big is Indonesia? Like this? Come on. More Muslims than any other country in the world. That sucks. Although most are moderate, a small extremist fringe has become more vocal in recent years. They have pushed through several controversial laws, including the porn law. The law calls for prison terms of up to, are you ready?
Yes.
15 years and fines for everything from kissing in public.
Oh my God.
Kissing in pubic in public. And exposure of a woman's, quote, sensual body parts to, what is a sensual body part?
This
is that
part,
like your eye?
Right here.
Your nose? Oh, right.
Right.
The collarbone?
Right here.
That?
Some
this. This little dimple right here?
Right here.
A little, earlobe action?
This hair right here?
My
hair? Right there. Right.
Oh.
I'm all sensual.
How's Muslims doing?
Yeah,
is that why you guys are so
their
angry?
Eyelashes are so sensual.
Bust a nut for once and don't have it require rape and see how you feel about life. I bet you'll smile. I mean,
yeah, you won't be able to see them smiling.
God,
they wear those things.
How monotonous and aggravating would that be just to have to like rape every time you want to do it? Fuck.
I'm sure some of them actually, you know, fall in love and all that stuff.
No, there is no love.
Some of them
you
actually
you will
live,
marry
right?
him, and he will give me two goats.
They could fall in love after that.
Really?
Maybe.
Except that he killed her because he found out she wasn't a virgin. Yeah. Think about it.
I don't know. Well, maybe after she pulled off that mask, he was like, your eyelashes were so pretty, but the rest of you are so not.
Your vagina was so pretty, but that doctor completely botched that re-virginization procedure. Broadcasting, possessing, displaying erotic artwork, storing pornographic material, also all prohibited. Arfinito, who oversees a parliamentary commission dealing with transportation, telecommunications, and rural development, was an outspoken supporter of the law. He was caught watching the video clip for several minutes as fellow legislators debated plans to build a new parliament building. He's like, I don't care. As long can we have private booths installed with iPads and slates in the wall for porn? 24. All they need is one app, XTube or RedTube or whatever, and just full screen that bitch. Just stream it. 3D holographic capability right into my neural cortex. Just jack that fucker off. Jack it in so that
jack
I can
it
jack
off.
It off.
Oh my God,
okay?
Dude.
That's what it's all about. All right. And then one more
and then
stupid political retarded thing that people are doing.
All right.
New Zealand. I thought you had sense. They're rushing through
such good
this
potential.
And I've heard this happening in other countries or wanting to. This mm-hmm. is a anti-piracy law.
Okay.
This is off of torrentfreak.com. The New Zealand government has surprised the public and even some MPs by moving to rush through its controversial three-strikes-style legislation. The new measures will allow for users to be disconnected from the internet for up to 6 months based on infringement claims from copyright holders. Just a claim. In a surprise development, they are going... You... If this happens, that's the beginning of the end of what we know and love as the open internet. This is yeah. no good.
No.
The copyright infringing file sharing amendment bill, which unanimously passed its first reading in Parliament back in April of 2010, will put in place three strike style regime whereby internet service providers will be initially required to send warning letters to alleged infringers at the behest of rights holders. New Zealand's copyright tribunal will be empowered to rule on cases of alleged repeat infringement and will be given the authority to hand down fines up to a maximum of $11,000 or 15,000 New Zealand bucks.
Wow.
For repeat offenders, a six-month period of internet disconnection may be applied, a measure too far for Green MP Gareth Hughes, who wasn't even aware the bill was coming up. Quote, "It really surprised me because we haven't debated it since November." And then all of a sudden, pow! Look at this! He was later confirmed he would request an amendment to remove the suspension clause, but a spokesman for the Commerce Minister, Simon Power, said it would be opposed. This is why nothing gets done. God.
This is retarded.
I'm going to file for a motion for you to file for a reprieval, for me to file for a motion for you to take a dump. Like, what?
That'll be approved in 6 months.
6 to 8 months. Thank you. Next.
Dude. Like,
you are... Wow.
This is ridiculous, light though. Speed. 6 months of no internet services stuff just because you're a repeat offender or like $11,000 worth of fucking fines?
I mean, you break the law. You know what you're doing. But it's not that there's even an investigation and evidence. It's claims. Claims made. They report you and boom, that's it. They're strike one.
So they don't have to have proof?
Not at first. Not for the first, like, right there.
That's ridiculous, dude.
The second reading of the bill is being accompanied by a supplementary order paper, which is in part aimed at clarifying burden of proof issues in the current clause.
Okay,
According to intellectual property lawyer Rick Shira, the clause created a presumption in favor of copyright owners, and the changes being considered remove the reference to the presumption of guilt being conclusive. Quote, "I do act for a number of copyright owners. I can't see why there is a need for a presumption. I mean, if copyright owners are sure of their evidence, then they would simply submit that evidence to the copyright tribunal. The tribunal is perfectly capable of weighing up those evidences better. That's what they do. The bill is expected to pass third and final stage during the next few hours. The news is already causing protests on Twitter, where users are calling for a repeat of last year's demonstrations." So stupid. They're like, wait, you actually want us to prove it? We can't just go and randomly fire right. off these letters and hope that some people pay us? Because that's what they've been doing, and that's
pretty much
fucked up.
Right.
That's your MPAA and your RIAA there. Well, whatever the New Zealand, but... So, that's that.
I really hope that doesn't happen here, because
shit.
A lot of us will be
A lot of them will be...
I mean, really?
Just
I mean, I thought
cold.
That's what the internet is for, is to share.
Share and share alike. So just share.
You know what it is? It's all
greed.
These fucking corporate
fucking
companies
greed.
That want to make money off of their product and don't want people downloading it for free. It's ridiculous.
You're going to find some woman, and we talked about this before, $250,000 per song. There's
yeah.
no way it costs that much to make that song. And
no.
There's no way that by her having that... You lost even half
right.
of that. That it's so retarded.
I don't think so.
And I get you're setting examples, but you're making everyone fucking hate you.
Yeah, and you're,
that's
you're,
why
that's,
we make our own music.
You're making lives miserable.
We just make our own music.
Seriously,
we don't need you.
Seriously, 250 fucking 100,000 or whatever, 250,000?
Just
000,
say
that's
numbers.
Ridiculous.
Just say numbers. Fuck them.
Pretty much. All You're right. ruining lives, though. Seriously? Yeah.
It's stupid.
God. Why do you think people download it? Because they're broke.
Because they're broke.
And now you gotta fucking what?
Because sometimes it's crap.
Yeah, and we don't want to pay for crap.
You're making
garbage.
You know what?
If it's that good, I will go out and buy it.
I'll go to the concert
the
and
artist.
Record it.
And then upload it. Anyway.
it's crap.
Anyway. Oh, well.
This is also crap. Okay. Did you see that? A mother allegedly stabbed her 8-year-old son as he slept on Tuesday, but the boy's grandmother was able to stop the attack. Huh?
The grandmother?
Why?
Why?
The grandmother said she and the boy were sleeping in her bed when she awoke to find Ross stabbing the boy with a knife. The boy was holding up his hands and arms in a defensive manner. The grandmother grabbed Ross and told her...
Go ahead.
Are you done? Are you good? That's fun to listen to.
Yeah.
That's good.
I backed away from the mic. Fuck off.
Okay. Stabbing the boy, arms, defensive manner, grandmother freaked. Ross allegedly said, quote, I'm going to finish it.
Finish it, damn it.
God made me do it.
Did he really say that?
Yes.
Oh my God.
She did. The boy's mother. Pay attention.
Sorry.
Ross then fled the home and the grandmother called the cops. The boy suffered cuts and wounds to his hands, wrists, and left pinky, scratches on his left shoulder, and bruises to his left elbow and side. Mm. He required about 3 stitches. Investigators said the injuries could have been worse, but the grandmother acted quickly.
Good grandma.
Abraham, kill your son. Okay, God. What's the harm in that? People wouldn't really do that. I mean, it's a metaphor. No. I'm going to kill my son because God said so. There you go.
Right.
And that was Kansas City.
I'm going to finish this.
Good job, Kansas City. Holla. Next, Portland, Oregon. A woman accused of attempting to circumcise her baby at home using a box cutter.
Box cutter?
Box cutter.
Those are pretty sharp.
And a pair of pliers.
Wow.
And a blowtorch.
You need a pair of needle nose pliers to hold that little flap of skin up so you can...
To hold his little pecker so you can...
Fillet it out.
Yeah, that's assault and criminal mistreatment charges, unless you're a priest, right?
It's like a fucking raw ring around your dick. Just think about that.
Yeah,
like,
thank you.
The whole thing.
She's 29 years old. Kimonta Peterson?
What is her name?
Kimonta.
Kimonta?
Kimonta.
My name Kimonta.
She told police she decided to circumcise her baby at home. Why?
Because I was broke, you nigga. I can't afford no goddamn circumcision.
I can't afford
no goddamn circumcision.
Because she read the Bible.
I got a box cutter at home.
She read the Bible.
The Bible. How Revelation. They all did it back in their backyards back in their day. While for can't I do it in my backyard with my goddamn sheep.
She said she watched some YouTube videos about circumcisions before making the attempt in October. After the 3-month-old boy suffered.
I fucking watch YouTube. I watch the DIY network. Do whatever. I watch TV.
After the 3-month-old boy suffered 2 hours of uncontrolled bleeding, she called 911 and the baby was rushed to a hospital where he was initially listed in critical condition and severely pissed off.
All right, so the YouTube video made it look a lot easier than it really was. See, on the video, this bitch, she just grabbed that little flap of skin and that thing just went right off. See, I was doing this like some fucking jerky up in this shit. I was sawing at it and pulling at it, and he's screaming, and I screaming. I just said, fuck it. I finally called 911 because I was about to fucking get blood all up over my fucking white Persian rug. Ain't that shit not happening. I don't fucking think so. I'm going to have to call some cleaning service up for this bitch. Skim in the goddamn ambulance.
According to the prosecutor, a doctor described the baby's condition upon arrival at the hospital as life-threatening and the pain... immense. This little pecker. I mean, Jesus.
It's just a penis, for fuck's sake.
The details emerged in a memorandum deputy district attorney John Castellino filed this
week. I never
wanted
to have a boy anyway. I'm going to cut that damn thing off. I was going to name you Labrano.
Yeah. She's locked up since her arrest and held on $550,000 bail. At a hearing Tuesday, the prosecutor tried to persuade a judge not to make it easier for Peterson to get out of jail pending trial. But Peterson's attorney, Scott Ravlio, said bail should be reduced. His arguments were supported by a close street supervision deputy who noted Peterson has strong family support and had been attending mental health counseling 3 times a week before she was booked in jail.
Motherfucker, I got my family on my back. You got your fucking family. You bring your family. I got my family. What the fuck you got?
No, ride or die.
That's my brother you talk about. That's my sister you talk. That's how they are, dude.
Her 3 day a week.
I got my cousins. You got my fucking cousin. I got my fucking cousin. My cousin's fucking cut
Let's
your
ride.
Ass. Cut her, your fucking faux skin off, bitch.
Her 3 day a week counseling at thejamhole.com/live, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. It's cool.
It's cool.
The judge lowered her bail to $5,000. She posted $500, not exactly. Oh, the required 10% released to the supervision of the deputy. She's been allowed to see her 4 children, who are staying with family members during supervised visits. So.
Okay.
There you go. Huh?
That's good.
All right.
I'm totally watching YouTube to figure out how to circumcise your kid. I'm going to watch the Do-It-Yourself Network.
No worries.
Where's the circumcision part?
Bob Vila here. Right. Today we're going to learn how to get rid of that unsightly hangy foreskin on today's Home Living.
And then the next episode, we're going to show you how to get it back with these cool weights you clip
onto
your dick.
Are you sure you want to volunteer for both videos?
Right.
Okay. All right. Before we get out of here, one more story to wrap this thing up. Michigan. Okay.
Okay.
Madison Heights. A Detroit area couple have sued the Applebee's, their neighborhood bar and grill, after their toddler was mistakenly given a small amount of alcohol instead of Appa-deuce.
Oh, my God. Oops. So I'm guessing that was, like, fucking some kind of, like, tequila or some shit.
Oopsies.
If it's yellow, it looks like apple juice.
They sued in Oakland County Circuit Court after their 15-month-old son, Dominic Jr., consumed alcohol Friday at the Madison Heights location. Dominic was examined by doctors, and the family was told the child's blood alcohol level was 0.10. That's over the legal limit for an adult driver. Hey! Give me your keys, baby.
You know what I imagine?
Like, was he driving? Oh, come on.
You know what I'm picturing, like, right now?
Baby just drunk.
Stewie.
Stewie just drunk.
Hey.
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 Where's my keys?
Fuck you, Brian.
Hey.
You're a dog.
You're a Oh,
you,
brilliant.
You lick your own genitals. Like, you know, so he gets drunk and rhymes with a dog. It's so great.
Butt.
I love it. Like, you, I love you, man. It's so great.
A message was left for the Applebee's. I'm probably going to guess they're not going to return that call. Applebee's says it will start pouring children's juice from single-serve containers at the table.
I bet you that's going to change all over the place because it's not just, like, you know, a small family-owned thing. It's a big-ass corporation.
Yeah.
Let's go to Applebee's next week and ask for juice.
Can
happens.
I have the apple juice?
Right. I want it hard, please.
All right. Justin Fan just posted this in the chat. I thought it was kind of interesting. You know how Google has the, what's that called? When, not safe search. When you're typing, instant. When you're typing and it's showing you results, or not results, but what it thinks you're typing.
Yes, yes.
Okay, what's that called? Fuck.
Premonition? I don't know.
So, this is religion's diagram according to Google.
Okay.
Why are Muslims so violent, stupid, angry, crazy, sensitive, hateful, intolerant, backward, evil, extreme?
Wow.
Huh. Suggestions. Thank you, Bad Manners. Suggestions.
There you go.
And Nollies and Dead says, hey, that baby just had a hard day at work. That's all.
Mm.
Why are Jews so cheap, successful, smart, rich, greedy, annoying, hated, ugly, liberal, funny? Why are Christians so stupid, judgmental, ignorant, hateful, intolerant, mean, narrow-minded, hypocritical, annoying, crazy?
Wow.
Why are Buddhists so happy?
Is that the only one?
That's the one I would be worried about.
Nice.
So then there's this cool, what is this, a Venn diagram where it shows the circles of each one and where they all interlap. Crazy, hateful, intolerant, stupid. That's from Muslims and Christians. All of them have annoying together.
They're all annoying.
Except for Buddhists, who are just happy by themselves.
Well.
So
they're
that's
happy
pretty cool
figs.
Over
it's
at
cool.
funnyjunk.com. And I've seen those. There's a ton of them. You can, like, type in stuff, and it'll bring you up the cross-section of the results that have them all pretty
Venn
neat.
Diagram.
So, thank you for that, Justin
cool.
Fan.
Fuck yeah.
And that's a show.
That is a show.
It was an episode of The Jam Hole. It's been a while. Do we remember how to do it? Is that how
I'm that pretty how sure done? That that's, we did it just the way we were supposed to.
Is that how?
Jam Hole Corporate.
How we
okay,
get paid
that,
to do it. Is
right.
that was that okayed?
Yes.
Is that how
it
we
approved?
This is how we do. Okay. So
it's Wednesday night.
Email info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. That's our website, of course. Join us on the Facebook page. Like that shit. Facebook.com/thejamholepodcast. YouTube got lots of cool videos there. The 404 show, check that out for $5 or the trailer for free, /404/250 if you want to see what you're getting into. Come to the third annual Jam Hole Live show. You'll see all that. And there's a bunch of footage, bonus style, for the 404 show. You can see what we did during that whole week at thejamhole.com/404bonus. And where's that newspaper thing at? It's over there on the table. Grab that. I want to show you guys something. This is kind of neat. This came out while I was in Missoula. At the Garden City Cannabis Expo. But if you take a look here, camera one, Montana Life in the paper, the Sunday paper here, Performance Poets. There is someone
on
with a
back.
Jam Hole shirt sitting right there, which I thought was kind of cool. First
fucking
of all,
awesome.
See that? Luke representing.
Fuck yeah.
And then you go to the back there. Oh shit, who's that
that's
guy?
You.
Who's that guy?
That's
who's
you.
That? Is that me?
Oh my god,
oh,
that's
shit.
You.
What's that say there?
That's you.
Matt Lee. And there's Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie's
we're
on
in the
front
paper.
Page.
Fucking A. So right on, get poetry every Sunday, the Boiler Room, 3 p.m. Join us there. I think this Sunday. I'm gonna read. I haven't really read anyone else's stuff there. Like, people do that from time to time. I always read my own shit. I always try to bring something new. I am gonna recite some, not recite, I'm gonna read some Tim Minchin. The poem is called Storm, and it's so amazing. It's like 10 minutes long, but I really,
oh
I think I can do it. I think I can pull it off, so... the
I
video,
don't know, dude.
If you want to see the video, it's posted at thejamhole.com/forums. So check it out. I think I can do it. I'm going to try it. 10
minute long poem.
It goes, though, and I don't know. I've watched him do it enough times. I think I can do it.
I know who you're talking about. I love his shit.
I love it. I think I can do it, though. I don't know. We'll see. It's either way, it'll be interesting. So
will you show it to me when we're done? Cause
yeah, I'll show you the video. It's at thejamhole.com/forums. So check that out. And, yeah, make your plans. Like we said, July 21st through the 25th, we'll be in Milwaukee. And August 8th through the 13th, back here in Montana. That's my 2 weeks paid vacation this year. Come spend some time with us. It'll be fun. We'll have a party.
Cool.
And, yeah, if you get your taxes or you enjoy what we're doing, you want to help us pay some of these bills, because we do all this out of pocket, of course, thejamhole.com/donate, or buy some Jam Hole church stickers, thejamhole.com/store. You can get the 404 show and the 250 show. $5 a pop. Do it. Help support this shit. God damn it. And, yeah, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, thejamhole.com/live. Leave a message, 406-204-4687. You can text me, say hi. My cell, 406-848-1739. Thank you, Dana.
Thank you, Matt.
And we'll see you later.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.